Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle.
I had a pain in my heel. Plantar fasciitis was the label they gave me. And they gave me medicine and told me to go home and see if it got better. Well, it didn't. And then they said, well, maybe if you wear a boot. This wearing the boot to bed, 2 years of my life so far.
Wow.
And I tried everything, physical therapy, and it didn't seem to move the pain out of my body or to change it. I could suppress it with medicine, but it didn't seem to leave. So I went to this energy worker, and 3 sessions later, it's gone. Out of my foot, completely gone. So I took my healing and I went home.
I took my healing and I went home. Oh, that always makes me laugh when I hear that. Not that he says that often, but I've been editing, so I have heard him say that like 10 times in the last 24 hours. It always catches me funny. And there's a whole story beyond that that you'll get to hear when you listen to the podcast. Hi, this is Judy with Wellness Renaissance, the Wellness Renaissance podcast. That was Paul Bergstrom, and he is a Jinshin Jutsu practitioner. Doesn't quite roll off my tongue yet. And for those of you who are driving or half asleep and you're like hearing those and going, wait, what are the words she said? I'll spell it for you. J-I-N-S-H-I-N-J-Y-U-T-S-U. Paul's going to talk a lot more about this in detail, but basically it's an ancient art of harmonizing the body's energies through gentle touch over specific points and along the energy pathways. So it's a therapy working with our energies. And Paul kind of basically said in our conversation, you know, it's kind of under that umbrella that a lot of the other therapies are, and it's an additional choice. It's another option. So looking at things like Reiki, Qigong, healing touch, acupuncture, I think it's all fair to say that those can be under that sort of same umbrella. In that opening snippet, you're hearing him talk about his first experience with Jinshin Jutsu. And who wouldn't be drawn? Who wouldn't be drawn to something like this after having that dramatic of an experience, after you've been dealing with something for 2 years and having it go away without an intense intervention? I had my own experience with plantar fasciitis or something like it, something that everybody who looked at it or heard about it basically said, yeah, it's totally plantar fasciitis. And I had gotten mine after I'd stopped running, actually, and didn't do a whole lot with it, but definitely talked to multiple people about it, tried to get some solutions, went to a body worker that I typically go to when things are not right. And I brought it up to her as a side note. Like, I didn't go there for it. And I kind of spoke to her in a, yeah, I got plantar fasciitis, like really kind of resigned to it. And she grabbed my foot and messed around with it a little bit and said, ah, you don't have plantar fasciitis. And then tweaked it and did some of her magic and poof, it was gone and literally never to have returned. So I don't know exactly why I say that, but one, if you have plantar fasciitis, to know that there is hope and some other ways of maybe dealing with it. Two, just to bring up the whole point that, you know, there's more than one way to peel an apple, just to save the skin of our cat friends, and to keep the doors open to what that might be. And maybe not so much being connected to the outcome, but letting the outcome happen or being open to it. And I don't even know if I was open to the outcome. It just is an outcome that hadn't, for some reason, occurred to me when I went. So sometimes those are when the magical things do happen, right? When you're just kind of disconnected from the outcome, not even thinking about it. And then, oh, it's like everything is just allowed to fall into place. Let's head on into our discussion. I hope you enjoy it and finding more about Paul and the work that he's doing. He's going to provide some things that you can do at home for yourself. And you can look in the show notes. There's going to be some links to the tools that he's talking about, so you can learn more about that too. And I'll talk about that more at the end. Oh, and one more thing. If you need one more reason to listen to this podcast, he's going to tell you how you can lose weight just by sitting on your hands. Just saying. Well, welcome, Paul. Thank you for...
Thank you, Judy.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing the magic that you weave today. I'm going to have you introduce your modality.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's... No one can pronounce it. It's Jin, like the drink, Shin, like the bone, and Jutsu, like the art form that people practice in the East. So it's called Jin Shin Jutsu. It's three names, and it means man, creator, art form, basically broken down. And it's a way that we can use to balance our energy on yourself or for others, to share with others.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that's a good short elevator speech.
Yeah.
So we're going to definitely dive into what does all of that mean and look like and how does that affect us.
Sure.
But before we do that, let's talk about what got you here. What brought you to this practice? What about the practice drew you? But maybe even starting thinking of your 18-year-old self to the person that you are today.
What you're gonna span a big,
you?
Long time.
Yes. And just maybe, you know...
Okay.
The short version, but kind sure. of what brought you here? What does that kind of arc look yeah. like?
Well, I have had a pretty varied upbringing. I was born in Minnesota. Then my family moved to Africa, if you can believe that.
Oh, wow.
So I was brought up my whole childhood in Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, as we say now. It was Zaire at the time. And it was just after the independence, and they had brought people back into the country, or we were coming and going. And so I spent my childhood in Africa. So I was exposed to energy work, but they called it witchcraft, or, you know, the witch doctor.
Okay.
So it was thought of as like kind of a bad thing, or initially, or that's what I was told. Although I had friends that would go and see for Minamoto, which means hot water treatments. They would go to these healers and they would get better. And so I knew the healing art form was a possibility in a native culture. And I had that experience as a little young boy. So I knew it was available.
Wow.
But I didn't know that that would be something that would attract me later or that I would be into later. Mm-hmm. So if you fast forward to, I went to college, did that, doodly-doo. yeah. And I majored in psychology, and I've always enjoyed how people work and what, you know, what makes people tick. And so that's where I focused my energy in college. And then even fast forward further up into marriage and living in Duluth, Minnesota, I had a pain in my foot. So this is kind of how I got into the whole energy thing on the front end. I had a pain in my heel. Plantar fasciitis was the label they gave me. And they gave me medicine and told me to go home and see if it got better. Well, it didn't. And then they said, well, maybe if you wear a boot or something like that. And it's a curious little pain thing that shows up in the morning and seems to go away as the day goes on, but then it gets worse at night again, something like that. And my wife was in a book club and with a friend who was an energy worker. And she said, well, you should go see this person. I thought, okay, well, this is wearing the boot to bed, 2 years of my life so far.
Wow.
And I tried everything, physical therapy, and it didn't seem to move the pain out of my body or to change it. I could suppress it with medicine, but it didn't seem to leave. So I went to this energy worker, and 3 sessions later, it's gone. Out of my foot, completely gone. So I took my healing and I went home.
Wow.
Now you'd kind of think like, well, that would be maybe I would be converted to energy work at that point, but I wasn't ready or didn't think that that was my path at that time at all. But I'm exposed to it, so I'm open to it. And to have that healing was amazing. And she happened to use Jin Shin Jutsu. So that was another little touch point to this art form that I'm in. And so, and then it wasn't, I was about a year later, she called and asked my wife to come and help her with her shoulder that was acting up. And she had been to her naturopath and to her chiropractor and done what she could to release the tension in her shoulder, but it didn't seem to let go. And she said, well, maybe you could come and hold me. And in Jenshin Jutsu, that's what we do. We practice light touch. It's just holding on the surface or near in different points of the body. And anyone can do it. This is the magic of this stuff, is it's available. And so, and that's why I love it. So she asked my wife to come down, and my wife says, well, Paul's been doing Qigong and he's into energy. I'm bringing him too. So I went with, and they showed me where to hold, and I held this person, and it wasn't long afterwards she says, okay, we're done here. And I said, what do you mean we're done? She goes, it's all better. And I was like, what? What just happened here?
Wow.
And she says, well, don't hear this the wrong way, Paul, but you're good at doing nothing. She said, you just got out of the way and let it happen. And that's one of the ways that this shows up. The source energy is available, and the knowledge that we need to do it is innate. It's already in us. And so the healing process does happen, and it can happen quickly, like it did there, or it can happen over time when you kind of work at it. You are going for it. You're setting an intention, and you're able to slowly release the thing that you're holding on to, this disharmony. Mm-hmm. That's the word, the language we use, disharmony. Because we don't really label things in Jenshin Jutsu.
Okay. Yeah,
but that's all right.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what kind of brought me to it. She said, well, you should go to class with me. I have a class to update my Jenshin Jutsu, and so that's what I did. I went with her to a class, and of course I fell in love with it. And then I kept on going to classes till I was certified to be a practitioner. And then about 2 years ago, I decided to take it another step to be accredited to teach Jenshin Jutsu. So I went to classes on the East Coast for a year, give or take. Yeah, so to learn how to do this and more fully and become accredited. I'm still in the process of finishing that, but yes, it's a... Again, like most things, it's a process. So,
okay. So you're not teaching quite yet?
No, not teaching yet. But again, in my practice, I'm teaching.
Right? Sure.
Because I'm giving it away. Mm-hmm. I want people to be able to feel better and to be able to manage their own energy. Mm-hmm. And that's what I help with. So,
it's so neat when we get to have those experiences where things just... they just happen. You know, like you said, three sessions.
Or, I didn't...
You know?
Yeah, I didn't plan it, and... She asked me to do some things like hold my fingers a certain way or do some other, I call them self-helps, homework. Uh-huh. And I was never much for homework ever in all of my schooling. But I did a few things to try and listen and feel into it. And it did seem like I was feeling a pulse, something. So I just stayed with it. And it was amazing that in that short amount of time that could release and let go of my body. And I had been, working at it for 2 years with traditional medicine and everything else, and nothing seemed to touch it. I couldn't believe it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like a miracle.
I'm sure.
And
that's painful.
Yeah. And in Jenshin Jutsu, the miracles do happen. It's true. But a lot of times we talk about them more in terms of like a shift in perception. So like you're no longer feeling the pain, right? Mm-hmm. So we know something happened. Of course, I didn't look in my heel and see what mechanics, what things changed.
Or
what, you know, I can't tell you any of that stuff. But I know the energy moved and something moved so that I wasn't feeling the pain there anymore.
Right.
And that's what we're about, is to help people find the ways to move stuck energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe talking a little bit more specifically about it. When you're looking at the energy, let me ask you this.
Sure.
So many modalities talk about energy.
Sure.
And when I think of the meridians and acupuncture,
sure,
and I think of Reiki, which is not so much on the meridians, but more about energy flowing.
Sure.
Where does this... either where does it fall in relation, or what is it using as kind of looking at how our energy works and flows?
Sure. Well, I can speak to that. Acupuncture, if you were to have a picture on a wall of a body with a bunch of lines going down and little numbers and dots on those lines, that's what you see, this kind of acupuncture model of like they want to put a pin in that spot, mm-hmm, to direct the energy or something like that. And if we think of the energy in the body... body, mind, and spirit. We can talk of the whole person, not just the body. So we're not just accessing with a pinpoint in a body. We're accessing the whole of the person. Let's think of those meridians or those pathways as like little rivers. And so like an acupuncturist, they put their needle in the river of energy.
Okay.
So that the river goes around it or moves with it or something like that. I'm just giving you big nebulous descriptions here. Like a Reiki person or even a Qigong, something on that order, they're moving the energy that is flowing, that's all about. And a lot of times it's an outward movement that they're talking about, an inward condition. So then we do these movements in Tai Chi or in Qigong where we're moving energy, but we're actually doing it inside, internally. And so it's mirroring.
Okay.
So that's a little bit, different access way to access energy, where you're mirroring it when an exercise or a movement. Now in Jinshin Jutsu, where we put our hands on, they call that jumper cabling, or that's the image that they use, is that we're connecting the energy points. And all we're doing is facilitating the natural innate movement that you have in your body to do what it needs to do. And so we're more like the banks of the river. See, we're holding the energy that's moving. If you think of the river as the energy.
Okay.
So an acupuncturist might be in the river with the needle. The Jinshin Jutsu, the practitioner, is the banks of the river. So we make holding the energy and allowing things to move on by.
Interesting.
And promoting the flow.
Okay.
So that's just a big kind of picture-y way to think about it.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. So it's different, but it's similar. Same energy.
Right.
But a different access point.
Okay.
I love the idea, and I've heard it before expressed in Qigong, but in Jinshin Jutsu, I like to think of it as one tree in the forest. So it's just one way to, of course, it's the forest of all of the modalities, right? But we're just one type of way of accessing the energy. So as a complementary form to kind of come alongside and help move this energy such that we can heal ourselves. That's what ends up happening ultimately.
Right.
Yeah.
An option to figure out what works for you.
And energetically, you can even talk about Western medicine with energy. Like, you know, the doctor that, say a kid breaks his bone or his arm or something, they go and get their arm set, and the doctor is trained and they're amazing. They help set bones and they get everything all still, and then they put it in a cast and stuff. But you know, ultimately what's happening down in that body, the body is healing itself. The doctor isn't telling the bone to heal.
Right.
It's creating a space where the healing can happen. Same as what we're doing. Different. It's just we're creating a space where the healing can happen.
Okay.
So we're just helping folks access it a different way.
Right.
Healing a different way.
Is there anything as far as like studies, things that have been looked at that can talk about the benefits or the modality, anything that you want to share about that?
Well, there's been a lot of studies. One that's really interesting, I can't speak to specifics, but I know they're doing a study at the Cancer Center. It's in Kentucky, and I could find the information for you, where they're working alongside in a chemo setting where folks that are having a lot of discomfort with either it's pain management or maybe it's appetite. And what is amazing, or what they're finding, is that the folks in the study that are getting Jinshin Jutsu alongside of chemo or with the traditional Western medicine are able to sustain their appetite. They're able to sustain the pain or the other discomforts that go along with the medications.
Okay.
And they're handling their treatments amazing.
Wow.
And so it actually helps the treatment move further, faster, and more sure of what it is that they're trying to approach or help get rid of.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's alongside, it's a beautiful complementary form.
Oh, yeah.
So there are studies being done and groups trying this modality in mainstream. So yeah, it's lovely.
Wow, interesting.
And there's trainings all over the place and all over the world, actually, where you can go to learn how to do this. And they show and give examples of many ways in which it can help and benefit you. So, and there's lots of things at Scottsdale, Arizona is where the site is based out of the United States Jinshin Jutsu headquarters. Just as aside from that, it comes from Japan, and so Jiro Murai was the father of the remembering, I would call him, the one who remembered this innate knowledge. He had an experience where he was in dire health, and he held his fingers in, they call them mudras, these different ways you can hold your fingers, and he was completely healed and wanted to dedicate his life to the study of this, and so he did. And at one point, this woman, her name was Mary Burmeister, she was a Japanese-American that was there, and I think she was teaching English or something to that effect. Met her husband there, and but saw this Jiro Murai fella and became a student, and he wanted to train her to take this back to the States. And so then she studied with him, and she's the kind of the mother of Jinshin Jutsu, you might say, to bring it to this country.
Okay.
Yeah. And she was uniquely posed because she knew Japanese and English. And so, like, this unique translation of this Asian art form by someone who was uniquely Asian but American to do the work was a blessing, right?
Wow.
So, yeah, it's amazing to have this translation.
Yeah.
Of this art form.
Huh.
We're very lucky.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun how things work.
Yep.
I'm thinking if somebody's hearing this, the question might be, okay, so what does it like look like to work with you? How do you work on somebody?
Or what would they need to have to come to me?
Right. Yeah. What do they need to know, or what do they need to, you know, think about, but what are they going to experience when they walk in the door? What do they need to do while they're
right.
They're
well,
there?
Come as you are, for sure. That's the best way to do it. Bring all of yourself there, all of your baggage, all of your stuff, right? Yes. We want to get present, but yeah. So like, people come to me for many different reasons, and I have a small office and a massage table that's, you know, wide and comfortable. I put some sheets on there that allows me to slip my hands sometimes underneath the patient between the sheet and the table. So, 'cause I would hold on different places, maybe on their backside or also on their front side. And there's a sequence called flows. I call my practice free flow Jinshin Jutsu, and the idea is that we're going to free up through the process of these flows the energy in the body, and we do it with the Jinshin Jutsu, the art form. So yeah, and I just hold lightly over the skin or over the clothing, and sometimes I need access to people's fingers or toes, and so people take their shoes off and they get comfortable. And the way I access, or a traditional session would go, was I would ask them first what it is that they came, or how they came to know, and how did we come here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll work from that information. And then I also listen to their pulses on their wrist. And so they would lay down, and when they lay down face up, I just listen gently to their wrists on a superficial way first, and then a little bit deeper. And that allows me to access the points on the wrist that correspond to the flows, the things that I would be doing, or the process. They help me understand or get a snapshot of where this person is at.
Okay.
That's a general way to talk about it.
Okay. So you're kind of, you're...
I'm assessing. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm listening to their pulses in their wrist, and that helps me get a real good, clear picture of what it is that we're going to work on.
Okay.
Or what we'll work with.
Okay.
And sometimes the person's idea and my idea, they aren't always matching up, I have to say. And that's a little disconcerting. But the other thing is that because it's an Asian art form, we're not always talking in specifics of the body. So we're going to use mind, body, and spirit, that relationship between the mind and body. And that's where your attitudes live.
Mm-hmm.
These emotions, these things that we carry around. And so we're going to work with those, and there's ways to open that up and so on. But yeah, it's very calm. It's about an hour long, and some folks fall asleep. other people just relax and we have a nice conversation. And other people can actually sense energy moving at times. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing to be concerned about. It's just, my leg is warm, or I feel like, I don't know why I feel something in my foot. And we have this conversation back and forth, and we work with it, and it's lovely. A lovely chance for me to share an ability to help them understand what's going on, maybe energetically, a little different way to look at the mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious about the training that you go through for this. So what does that look like?
Well, you go to a class and they have sanctioned or folks that are teachers that based out of the Scottsdale, Arizona. And we have 5-day trainings. They're specific trainings you can go to, of course, like anything. But you take a 5-day class, and so in the morning you would go and you do some kind of little bit of book work, and they talk you through different portions of the art form. And then in the afternoon you practice. So you spend time at a massage table with your partners, and they partner you up, and you get to practice that way. And then the teacher can come around and help share and talk about what's going on and why you would feel this and what. So you get to learn experientially right then and there too. So yeah, and then they wed them both together, and then you go home and practice.
Okay.
And part of the art form is that, I mean, one of the tenets at the top is now know myself. So the idea is that you really are learning about your own stuff. And that's really kind of first and foremost. You get an awareness level in yourself as you practice the art form. You can do it on yourself, and that's why you end up practicing on yourself first. And then if you have a partner or friends and family, that's the way I started, sharing it that way. And then folks are having a good experience, and you say, well, wow, this would be great. You should do this in Duluth. Okay, here we are.
Nice.
Yeah, so gently we just kind of worked into a practice.
Okay.
But initially it was to, the work on yourself never goes away, Judy.
Right.
That's the fun part. Yeah, we're always balancing our energy. Not in an exhaustive way, but we're learning all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that, and we've got a lot of things helping us become unbalanced in our world.
Yes,
and
we have experiences and the rest of it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so you really do get a full view of how it came into being, and the different ways to hold people, and the different techniques. There is some technical or techniques that are used. Okay. But again, ultimately, it is an art form, and so you're going to learn how to do it for yourself.
Okay.
In your way. But yes, it is. There are lovely flows and established practices that you go and learn how to do.
Okay.
Like you would if you were a chiropractor or any of these other art forms.
Sure.
Or Reiki practitioner. Same, very same, okay. Similar.
Okay. And I suppose the energy points and all of that stuff on our body and
And in Jinshin Jutsu, they kind of break it down to 26. They're called safety energy locks in the body. And so the idea is that they will, like in a fuse box or something, it would be there to protect you. So it's not like a block or stuffed up or, you know, although you might see an accumulation in that spot or something that would be a hint. But the idea is that if you turn the breaker back on, your body does what it needs to take care of itself. So this is the idea, is that you're going to find balance between the points. And the 26 spots are on both sides of the body, all the way down, front and back. And there are other points that are important as well, but the 26 safety energy locks are the basic places on the body where I would hold, or that you can do self-help work with to balance the energy. And they have a number and a meaning, just like a letter and a color and a planet and so that it's like, it's a really broad Asian art form that includes so much. It's a life study, really. But these 26 safety energy locks correspond to the 26 letters of the alphabet.
Oh, really?
So
oh, interesting.
They are beginning and ending. So it's a full way of accessing your own small universe with a energetic language,
okay.
So to speak. It's really It's really amazing how it works. And then you learn a system for the way you would do that with another person by listening. And you listen to their pulses.
Okay.
We call them pulses, but they're energetic signatures. And they change a little bit.
So they're not...
They're not unique in that you hear it or you don't hear it. They change. So you learn in your level of awareness, right, how that is happening and what's going on. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's a good distinction to make rather than just listening to the pulse, pulse, right. We're listening to.
Yeah, like
to
a heartbeat in a spot.
I just thought that was an interesting clarification. So you're listening, it's more to the energy than the blood flow.
Yes, but they're not separate in Asian medicine.
Okay.
The blood and the, you know, the mind, body, and spirit are all connected. And so you will feel, you could even feel an emotion in the blood movement, in the blood pulse. You can feel what is, where the tension is, and you can feel it attitudinally, which is a whole nother way of accessing a person's way of being. So you can feel into the, to really have a fuller understanding of what's going on with this pulse. We say a pulse, but it's bigger. It's a more fuller understanding. I can't expand it out much more than that. It's really big, actually. And, you know, people that train their whole lifetime learn, you know, these different ways of feeling into the energetic pulse. Yeah.
And honing your craft, so to speak.
Your artistry, right? That's, you got to begin, you know, with a paintbrush. Gentle, and then pretty soon you're a painter.
Right.
Yeah, it's really, it grows as you go.
So talk about, because we talked about this a little bit before, I think before I started recording, in talking about the art form, the healing modality as an art form, like that's something we kind of do, but not really. Like, we don't so much attribute that to our health and wellness and healing modalities as much.
Right.
But so talk about just kind of how those words fit together in this description.
Okay. I'll give it my best shot here. Healing is a very broad, open, full word. And it's very specific to the person that you're working with. Healing from a broken heart could mean one thing to one person. And healing from a broken relationship could mean something completely different in another person. So here's the art, is that deciding what it is that you're going to do with either one. And it can be an emotional or a different way other than your physical. So the healing is not just in the physical body. Although, because they're connected, the emotional healing can actually change the body. And we don't see them as separate. And so, like, the art of this process is to gently be with the person and listen. And then if there is an emotional piece or a physical piece, people come to me with, you know, I've got pain in this leg, or I have fibromyalgia, or I can't quit smoking, or I, you know, whatever it is, they have a physical addiction or whatever it is, they have a quality that they want to let go of. And Jin Shinjutsu is able to access that on, you know, three levels. Your conscious level, of what you're aware of, your subconscious, which you might be running the show, but you're not fully engaged in it. And then your unconscious, which is like, is able to be that ground, that place of being that you're not aware of. You've stored stuff down in there. You've snookered them away in the closet, maybe. Maybe an attitude. You say you reserve the right to be angry if, right? And so then you put that down in your unconscious closet of like, yes, I still reserve the right to pull that out if I need to. And so, but if we hold on to those attitudes, then that can wreak havoc on the body and the spirit and the way you flow in your life. So that's what we access that gently, and that's the art. See, we're going to just find a way to access those things, and we can do it physically. It shows up in the body. It'll express itself physically in the body, But emotionally, sometimes people will come to me and they won't even tell me what the thing is that they were dealing with. But I can listen to the pulses,
mm-hmm.
and we won't even have to have a full-on, like, a psychologist back and forth, right? And, like, let's figure this problem out.
Right.
And, like, let's label it, and then let's medicate it. No, we can have this conversation, and then you can actually let go of it emotionally. And if you do that, the body can show up and heal itself. It's ready to do it, like the bone in the cast. The doctors set the bones and put the cast on gentle, and then we wait, right? They say, go home and rest, and your body will heal itself. And you can do that with Jinshin Jutsu, the same as both and. It's not separate. And so if we let go of our emotional components, the body can respond in kind and show right up to heal you right up. And you're, again, back to that personal piece, it's your highest harmony that shows up. Your healing is yours. So it's not compared to an Olympic runner or to, of course we have these great ideals, these ideas of what a perfect person would be like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those don't match. We can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you find your own highest harmony. And that's really where joy lives, when you're happy in your own body, mind, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel joy in your own body, mind, and spirit. When you are less controlled by those, we call them pesky attitudes that show up. Yeah. Yeah. So that's, if we can gently let go of those attitudes, then the harmony shows up. It's automatic.
Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah. It is. It's fantastic. It's what it is. And to liken the energy or the art, because we can't really see this stuff that we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
That's where it gets to be kind of artistry, right?
Right.
Because a musician, when they play a piece of music, they kind of go out, right? They channel their inner musician.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, the music comes and they sing the words, and it's amazing, right?
Right.
And you can change the world with a piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
It's really something. And that's an art form, see?
Right. Kind of becoming one with the music, your instrument.
You're not separate.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
And so my art form is Jinshin Jutsu now, and I realize that, and I've been working with that for a while, and it's fun because people can change.
Wow.
It's exciting when you know you can change, even out of a depression or out of a broken marriage, or you can be new. You can recreate, and you can go back in and help heal that.
Right.
Piece of you that is not in its highest harmony. So yeah, it's amazing. It's really fun.
And it's a process, right?
Yes, completely.
I think there's sometimes the idea that we want to go in to something like this and anything. So it's not only this, but we want to go in and have it done and then have it over with.
Fix and then go home. And that's actually a part of my beginning story, how I got into this.
Right.
Was, remember, I went in and I got my foot fixed.
Right.
And then I left. Well, it was a year before I went back to consider energy work as something that I might do. See, so like I took it and left.
Right.
And it happened quickly for me. I happened to be open and receptive, and the circumstances were such that it just showed up for me. So that was an amazing piece. But the process of healing is definitely a process. Mm-hmm. It's gentle and you stay with it.
So do you happen to have any fun stories that you can share about people you have worked on who have had really awesome for them things?
Yeah, there's... I want to say that everybody has a shift of some sort. It's different. Energy workers don't always get the feedback.
Right.
Because, when you go back to the doctor and you say, well, my arm is better. Well, we take the cast off, and then they tell you to be gentle, and then you go home and play baseball.
Right?
So, and the feedback is there that the doctor got to see your arm better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was, a lot of my clients, they'll come and they'll have an experience, or they'll work with their energy and maybe go home and practice for a while and come back to it, or this is how it works. But I don't always get the feedback loop. But there are people that have a shift right then and there. And I've had people call back and say, well, I had this other thing. I hesitated to tell you because I didn't think it was a thing.
Uh-huh.
And I've had a few clients that have said, well, I had this I'll use an example because we practice like the same as doctors, confidentiality, so I'm not going to use any names or anything. One person had a jaw like a TMJ, and they had had it a long time, and they'd forgot to tell me that they had TMJ.
Uh-huh.
And so I listened to their pulses, and what they came in for wasn't that. But I had a feeling in my mind that they should really get this other flow.
Uh-huh.
And I sometimes have to follow my intuition and go with it. And I always honor the person's needs and do with what they're asking
mm-hmm.
for and what they want approached. But there's always more, right, to the story, right, Judy? And so this is it. I didn't realize that until later.
Mm-hmm.
The person called me and said, like, well, I used to have TMJ, but I don't anymore. And
that's
so, like,
awesome.
I had followed my intuition to do a flow on that person
mm-hmm.
because I saw something that was there that I didn't even know.
Wow.
So that's exciting when I didn't even know the problem.
Right.
And they still received the healing.
Right, exactly.
Or they got better from it and no longer have TMJ.
Yeah.
No more grinding, no more teeth, no more tension in the jaw.
Wow,
what a gift, huh? That's lucky.
Big deal.
Yeah, so that was just one little story of a fun experience that I heard back.
Yeah.
Or got feedback from, and there's many, but
right.
Yeah, that's just one
that's
example
cool.
of a
nice. That's a fun to have those things
yeah.
happen. It's just such
yeah.
such an affirming feeling.
And I have my own personal experience with this Jinshin Jutsu, having struggled with pain for 2 years
mm-hmm.
and then it completely left my body and hasn't shown back up.
Right.
And now I have a better understanding, having studied Jinshin Jutsu, of what may have actually caused. And when I look at it, I'm like, wow, that's actually true.
Oh.
I was terribly afraid at that point in my life. I was fearful of a bunch of stuff, and I had to let that go. And when I think about what changed in my life when I was no longer fearful, all of a sudden my heel got better. And it's a kidney flow, and that kidney flow that goes right through your heel, right in the same pathway, right where my pain was. I could describe where it was in my body,
uh-huh.
but I couldn't access it. I just didn't know how to do it. And so, yeah, we can learn gentle ways to access our body, mind, and spirit. And it's a fun, this process of Jinshin Jutsu is so gentle. I'm not going in or massaging or moving or anything.
Right.
I'm just with. I'm like the banks of the river and you're the energy.
Right.
And so we hang out together and we can move that energy. And when we go past it, it's no longer there to show up or affect your body, mind, and spirit. It's fun.
Wow.
So there's your art form.
Right.
You said to describe.
Yeah,
that.
No.
That's
well,
a long, long circuitous route to talk about some art.
Well, and it is that knowing, you know, it's that sometimes that intuition, like you're saying, of, okay, I feel like I need to do this.
Yeah.
And going with that and knowing that that's sometimes the direction
right.
you gotta go.
It's lovely. They describe it as a physio philosophy.
Okay.
So it's the physio piece, of course, is your body. And it's very intense, awesome, magic-making, manifesting thing that we have, our bodies. So
right.
that's a physical body. So there's so much to learn there. And in Eastern medicine, they have these 12 organ functions and ways that we can access those actual body functions. That's the physio piece. And then the philosophy that goes alongside of it is this whole kind of mental, emotional balance in your life, right? Dynamic. And so like the physio and the philosophy, they're wedded. They're together. They're actually not separate. So like if you take really good care of the philosophy of your life,
mm-hmm.
boom, the physical shows up as balanced as well. So they're married together. It's really fun. It's great.
And just to give a more maybe a tangible or kind of idea about
right.
the work, is there something that you can share with us to maybe help us understand the work, but understand our own bodies better,
sure.
or a way for us to think about some things?
Let me talk just a little bit about innate knowledge. Okay, that's our it's stuff we came with. we have knowledge in the body and in your mind and in your spirit. You came with it, all of it. And so you know what would help you. Babies know, example, they hold or they suck their thumb. And so that's just a general thing that they're dealing with, digestion. That's your stomach function energy, maybe spleen, finding new ways to use those nutrients that you're putting in your body. Well, that's the baby's whole function right at that point in their life, is they want to learn how to use breast milk. They used to be fed with umbilicus, right? Mm. They got everything unconditionally from the mother in the womb. Mm-hmm. Now they're out in this world and they have to figure out how to put stuff in their mouth and have it go out the other end, right? And so like that whole process is like technical now. And so they want to soothe themselves. So they innately do things to, they were sucking on their fingers. And of course we have in Jinshin Jutsu, that's lovely because those are where all of your attitudes, all of your organ functions are right in your fingers. And so they stuff their whole fist in their mouth sometimes. And that's a way to soothe or access those energies in the body, mind, and spirit to help them find balance. And so babies do it innately. After a runner gets done with a race, they'll hold their back like this.
Oh, yeah.
Or in their kidney areas. Well, that's where you stockpile your energy. See, they're depleted. They just finished the race. They're tired and exhausted, and they want to access that energy. They put their hands there. Boom, they get it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's lots of ways that we hold ourselves that are movements that are reflect this energetic thing that's going on. You asked me for a specific that I could share. Let's talk about the body quickly. The body functions, we have this circadian rhythm in our life, you know, times when we're in bed and times when we're resting and so on, and times when we're, you know, daylight working and doing whatever else. Well, these 12 organ functions match up beautifully with our 24-hour clock, right? Two per two-hour period as we go around. So the body function has a specific part or energetic function that's in the lead at a time during the day. So for instance, if you woke up at 4 a.m. in the morning, every morning, I could look at the body clock and say, well, that's this organ function. I don't know right off the top of my head. I'll have to look here, but 4 a.m. is lung function energy. So that would be second depth. We talk about our bodies energetically in depths in Jinshin Jutsu. So if you have that image of let's say a Russian doll, you know, the ones that come apart, and they come like little cones or whatever.
Like,
and
then the babushka doll?
Yeah, and then the little baby in the middle.
Yes.
So if you kind of think of your energetic body like that, it kind of depths, it goes in. And it denses down and becomes manifest as form, the body that we're in here. We were talking about the clock earlier and how there's a time during the day when that particular organ function is in the lead. So if it shows up in terms of like you're in pain at a certain time or you have to do this at a certain time or whatever, then that can be a road sign or a way that I would know, they have this issue, there might be some disharmony there. Mm-hmm. And then we can work with that. I can give you a function. For instance, I could have you hold your right hand just up above your breast on the right, left-hand side, above your, where you would hold a little bit higher than your heart.
Okay.
So you'd be just holding this area, and your left hand would come just below your rib cage on the bottom side, just below on that same left side. So that is a lung function energy for the left side of your body.
Oh, wow.
And you could alternate your hands and go
to the other side. Okay.
And so that is a way that you could encourage or help your body to help your lung function work at its best. And so, and of course, with each of these organ functions come attitudes and things that we know we could let go or we could benefit from letting go, I should say. The lung function that we're just talking about is where we hold our sadness or our grief and loss, lack in our lives, where we feel like it's never going to be the same. it'll just never be the same. That real sad piece, right? And if we let go of that piece, then our lung function goes to its highest form and can serve you. So like even when you're sad, you sometimes breathe only in the top, or tense, you only breathe in the top of your lungs, you know, really high up here.
Yeah.
And but what you, a balanced breath would be one that we would take in a nice deep breath, a full inhale and a full exhale. And you know, when we, you were going to go back to the breath in any energetic modality, the breath is like the real arch, the bridge between, because you're feeding and you're letting go. So you're feeding all of the cells oxygen when you breathe in,
right,
and you're letting go of carbon dioxide when you exhale.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's your physical manifestation of this very thing that you want to do. You want to receive the good source energy to feed all of your body, the life force, the chi, the prana, the energy. We call it source in Jinshin Jutsu.
Okay.
But yeah, this energy that we're working with, we want to have that feed, and then also you want to be able to offload any excess or used up energy. See, that carbon dioxide or thing. So like it's the visible and bodily function of actually what we're doing with the art form. So yeah, when Mary Burmeister says it's all about the breath, she says, see, it's all about the breath, and she keeps on repeating that, she really means it. It's, yeah, it really is locked up in that movement of energy. Yeah.
And so each corresponding few hours have different body parts that...
Yep.
Okay. And then, so if somebody comes to you and they're having particular issues, you might look at that and do those holds or teach them to do those holds.
Yeah. And if they would have a way to let go of that thing, that particular emotion that might be attached to it, and sometimes they'll be like, well, how did you know that? How did you know that that's what I'm dealing with? Well, that organ function is that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. Our bodies do speak to us, and they do show us what we need to do, and we don't have to be afraid, but we have to listen to the signs or
the information it's
always trying to give us, right? Gently.
Right.
I'm not giving you another list of homework or, you know, more things you have to do and different kinds of calisthenics and, you know, whatever to make this happen. No, we want it to be natural. This is innate knowledge. And so these holds are real gentle. You spend a little bit of time with them and, yeah, and then they can do their work.
Yeah, not only are you working with them and on them, but you're also helping them take away to help themselves.
I want to give them specific holds and ways that they can work with their own energy and raise their own level of awareness. And something really magical happens when... you feel like you can do something about your situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm giving you all of the power then.
Mm.
See, I'm turning the power back over to you
mm-hmm.
to do what you need to do for you. And I really want people to leave with that kind of power. And being empowered, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the energy piece.
Right.
I want them to be empowered to change their own lives. So I really do want to give it away. And I want to help them do it by, they can do it with particular holds. And people get used to it pretty quickly. It's just not, kids are amazing. They pick it up like right now. They don't have to wait around. They can pick this stuff up and balance themselves like nothing.
Wow.
Us adults, we have a lot more even cobwebs, so to speak.
I was going to say a little more static in the way.
In the corners, right? So yes, we work at it. But, you know, this whole balancing thing, it's just fun to give people a new way to access their own energy and then turn them loose. And they can always call me and ask me for questions or have any concerns or anything along the way because, yeah, we're learning as we go. Yeah, I'm accessible to be called for any concerns that they would have or questions, yeah.
Yeah, well, and go ahead and give your how to reach you, whatever you want to do, phone number, website.
Well, I'm currently working out of the Arrowhead Place building, room 307. and I'm in the second street there in Duluth. And you can find me with the phone number 218-600-9710. And if they want to look me up online, they can do that with freeflowjsj.com. Or, that would be a great way to get me. Okay. You can find my website there, and then it also gives a little bit more information and will connect you back to the Jinchen Jutsu headquarters so you can see where I learned my art form.
Okay.
And access the folks that do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share or anything else you want to give as something people can maybe do? Give themselves a little energy boost or something like that?
Something simple. A lot of people have been coming to me and they're all up in their head as of late. They're really thinking about things and they're not as down in their body as we would balance, like being happy in their body.
Okay.
And so a very simple way to drop out of your thoughts and enter your body is to take your three fingers on both hands and you just, you're going to sit on your hands. This is it feels weird at first, but you're going to kind of, just kind of sit on your hands either side and you'll kind of rock a little bit back and forth and you'll find that sit bone, as we call it, the ischium. It's on either point, the hips, you'll find that little tiny bone that kind of pokes its way actually right where you're sitting.
Okay.
Directly underneath. Mm-hmm. So you just put your three fingers or your fingers there, the flat parts of your hand, on that spot, and you just sit there and you just be with it for a little while. When I say that, I mean like a lot of folks use techniques like 36 breaths. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we could breathe in and then breathe out. That would be an exhale. That would be one. And then breathe in. And an exhale. And then breathe out. So that's two. So then you're going to go all the way to 36. Now, a lot of people aren't into counting and how to get there. And it sounds like a long ways when you're only at two, right? And we all breathe at different speeds. And so it's all different for everybody. So I encourage people to do one song on the radio. Mm. Okay, that's about 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay, sure.
And if you're just breathing normal, like you do, and you're not trying to think too much, see, this is kind of the trick, we're going for that, is you will be much more down in your body. You will be less in your mind. We would say that monkey mind really calms down. He gets off the Ferris wheel and says, oh, this looks interesting. I think I'll be curious and explore this other area and just chill out for a while. Instead of that running, racing, question, try and answer thing that goes on in our minds all the time. Mm-hmm. So this really allows you to get out of your mind and down in your body. And it's a simple hold, sitting on your hands.
Right.
And the safety energy lock is the 25s. So you're sitting on the 25s, and that's that ischium bone. And I can give you a little other things that can go along with that that are amazing for your body. It is a power of regeneration. So like you're gonna actually able to generate power in your body. Even though you're calmer and you're down in your body, you're actually powering up.
Okay.
You're regenerating that thing in your body. It helps you let go of your attitudes. And one of the sayings that goes with the 25s, or holding the 25s, being with, like we're doing in Jinchen Jutsu here, they say, be still and know. How wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes.
Well, of course, you're sitting on your hands, so you can't really
go too far.
That's how I remember what it's for. You're being still, and you will, knowledge comes with that stillness. So it's a meditative pose, but it's a lovely way to hold yourself and access that energy, quietly regenerate your energy. And it can help on a physical level. It can help detoxify your body. It helps support any of your bladder function energy, all your circulatory systems. It stimulates all metabolism. It can help you gain or lose weight. Choose what you want. Isn't that something?
Wow.
It does both. You would think, like, wouldn't they pick one? One or the other.
Well, I suppose if it's a balancing thing.
There it is. See, it's very personal. So, like, if you need to gain weight, you would gain weight. If you need to lose weight, you probably will lose weight.
So just by sitting on our hands, we could potentially lose weight.
Absolutely.
Well, that's going to make a lot of people really happy.
Yeah. It says it brings inner stillness, that hyperexcitability in us calms down, and it can help you lose exhaustion.
Ooh.
Who's tired? Right? So sitting on your hands can help that gently regenerate that energy in your body, mind, and spirit. Wow. Something as simple as sitting on your hands.
By listening to a song.
Yeah, and just hang out with it. Mm-hmm. You can do it in bed. You can do it while you're watching TV. Mm. Waiting for your tea to steep in the morning. 3 to 5 minutes, that's about how long it takes.
Wow, yeah.
So it's not a long time to access this infinite source energy.
Right. If you're sitting there with your happy lamp, so you need to sit on your happy lamp.
Why not? So there's a lot there, and there's a lot more where that came from.
You have mentioned a few times while describing your work about attitudes.
Yeah.
So talk about the attitudes and
we've
how
we've all
that
got
works.
Them, and they're great. But the attitudes in Jinshin Jutsu. Well, let me back up just a little bit, and then I'll get right into it. The idea is that we have this energy that runs down the front of our body and comes up the back of our body. So it's kind of in an oval. And we call that the main central. So there's our ways to hold yourself to promote this movement of energy. But then you have the supervisors, which are these two sides of us that go up and down, all the way down the front of our body and all the way up the back. And then this mediation is this thing that our energy goes across the body. So our left speaks to our right and our right speaks to our left. And there are amazing qualities there. But on this mediation, or on the mediator, as we call it, are where all of our attitudes are born. So this is where these attitudes show up in the communication across the body.
Okay.
So energy that's moving across the body is going to be an attitude associated with it, which is basically everything. So we have these attitudes, and they're in Jinshin Jutsu, they're specific. There's worry, there's fear, anger, and sadness, or grief and loss, and then pretense, or they say the trying too hard, or effort.
Okay.
Is the last one. So those are the five. And there you have five fingers. So they're associated with a finger. And then the center of the palm is your sixth area. So you have five fingers, and six is the center, called the center of the palm. And those all associate to the 12 organ functions, because 6 and 6 is 12.
Uh-huh.
So there you can access all of your energy functions just by holding a finger or the center of your palm. It's a lovely healing tool that we have. So that's the five attitudes. And if you have any of those in large amount, like let's say you have a little bit of worry,
mm-hmm.
that might manifest in your stomach issues or digestive issues.
Mm-hmm.
Stomach and spleen are in your thumb. That's where your worry lives. And fear is another classic. That's the number one, or your index finger. And so that is where your kidney and bladder functions are found in Jinshin Jutsu. And so those are the two organs that are going to be associated with fear when you are worried a lot.
Now, okay.
Your kidneys, if you think about it, they clean your blood, you know, every hour,
mm-hmm.
all your blood every hour. So like that's huge.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, and not only that, it like if you're fearful, okay, is that function of cleaning all of your blood that is going to feed and help you, every cell, every organ in your body, do what it needs to do. So fear is like going to be intimately associated with blood and how that moves through your body. So yeah.
So when you say like holding a finger, so give me kind of an example. So if somebody they're in a state of fear or worry.
Okay, so all I do is tell people, to like hold their hands facing down, like say you're at a table or some fans facing down, and you're just going to wrap your right fingers around your left thumb as it's kind of facing down. So just kind of gently holding like that.
Okay.
And you're not wrapping, like reaching or grabbing or trying to find something. You're just kind of hanging out.
Okay.
Hanging out with it.
Okay.
So yeah, and you possibly could feel a little pulsing heartbeat, maybe, that would go down the center of your thumb. And you just kind of, like I said earlier, 3 to 5 minutes, you might just hang out with it long enough to feel it come up or rise up to your fingers so you have an awareness that there's a pulse there. And then you would move maybe to another finger, possibly your right thumb.
Okay.
You could alternate hands.
Oh, okay.
I tend to have folks alternate initially because then we're kind of doing the same thing, but different. See, so you're holding your left thumb first, and then you'd hold your right thumb. And then now you can see similar and difference in your body.
Okay.
When you go in there, you'll start to feel your heartbeat. Well, do I feel it differently in my right hand? Is it different than what it was in my left hand?
Okay.
So you're going to do a little compare and contrast.
And so say we feel, like say we don't feel it as much on our left.
Yeah.
Then what does that mean?
Well, meaning is really convoluted here.
Okay.
but what you're going to do is you're going to hang out with it until you feel a pulse that is similar in both.
Okay.
So you kind of, oh, okay, I feel a little drum beat in the left thumb. That's okay. And then, it again, right or wrong, you just kind of hang out with it. It works whether you're aware of it or not, because this is really down deep, innate. You came with this equipment, so it's doing it, whether you are aware of it yet or not. So you just kind of hang out with that thumb, and then you go to the right thumb, and you compare. Well, oh, okay, well, that feels similar. And then if you can gently stay with it, you know, well, that feels just like my left thumb now. and then that's balance.
Okay.
So you reached balance with your worry.
Okay.
That's your worry finger.
Interesting.
So you can let go of worry, and that's going to improve, help your digestion almost immediately. I mean, like, you really could lose a stomach ache, like right now. Worry or fear in your... You ever have that gut feeling down there, like... Oh my gosh, there's a knot.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Okay, well, you can let that go and release that tension almost immediately just by holding your thumbs. You can do this while you're waiting at the bus stop or whatever you want.
Yeah, well, you're sitting in a waiting for your food to show up.
Exactly. So, yeah, and it's not obvious to everybody else that you're doing some kind of weird, you know, jig in the corner, right? Or some perfect yoga posture, right?
Right.
So this energy is accessible right on the fingers. So you can let go of that attitude of worry by holding a thumb. And you can let go of fear by holding that first finger. Anger is the middle finger. That's easy one to
remember. Right.
Right? So if you're feeling angry, you feel like you want to give someone the finger, just go and hold your finger, okay? Hold that middle finger, and you can let go of anger.
Uh-huh.
Let go of that defensiveness. You have to defend your way of being over there, right?
I'm going to have to spend a lot of time holding my fingers, I think, for a while.
It's lovely. And I'm telling you, your awareness will grow, Judy. Your awareness
so cool.
will rise up to you. The pulse and the source energy will show you the way. And by showing you the way, I can go another analogy for this whole hand-holding thing.
Uh-huh.
It's like a little bit of a GPS system for your body, mind, and spirit. So you know where you're at, if you're angry, if you're sad, if you're trying super hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go with a trying one for a minute. Like we're efforting, trying
okay.
hard. Then you can hold your little finger. You just reach over and hold that little finger nice and gentle. That is the road sign. In your body, mind, and spirit, you know effort is in your body. So now we can just drive past the road sign and know that we're on the road to recovery. We're on the way to it. But we don't have to live, and we can let go of that trying, that efforting, while we're hanging out here with this, holding it gently.
Mm-hmm.
And those pulses will respond in kind. They show up. They start to beat gently. And it's nice and gentle, and pretty soon you go to the other little finger and you can let go of those efforts. And they have an associative value energetically with the organ function too. So it's heart and small intestine. So the effort is in the heart. There's a lot more information on the hand, these finger qualities that we'll post. There's a lot more information than you actually need to know.
Gotcha. Okay.
So the idea is that you just kind of hang out with it. Mm-hmm. You hold that finger for that attitude.
Okay.
And of course, the healing is yours. It will show up.
Okay.
Wow. So yeah, it's nice and gentle, and it's a lovely way to start to see what it is that you're working with.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It's fun.
So should you be concerned if you're in the process of holding your right finger or your left finger and then you get interrupted?
No.
These are the things I worry about at night.
No, and especially like you're going to say, is there a right way to do this?
Well, you're right.
Okay, so certainly there's a technique. Mm-hmm. You'll learn that as you go. But to just gently hold the finger, wrap your fingers gently around it and be with it, as we say, then the pulse will show up and you'll know when you feel like you've accomplished your task. And the attitude, of course, you're breathing, right? Mm-hmm. We're not holding our breath saying, oh my God, where is it, right? So we're breathing.
Yes, definitely
breathe. We're gonna relax our shoulders and we're gonna feel that tension melt away because we're setting that intention for ourselves gently. Right?
I feel like I go to bed.
That seems
meditation.
To be my word. I probably said gentle 1,000 times in this podcast. It's my favorite word.
That's a good word.
So I'm going to use it. Yeah, it's what I do.
Nice. You could go to bed holding your
you could.
Fingers and
you in
could
fact,
meditation.
I
pay attention to your breath and your fingers.
I say I walk through my fingers.
Oh.
I gently hold each one as I'm calm. If you do have trouble going to sleep, that thumb is that worry. That's that monkey mind. That's what happens.
So that's
too much thinking.
Right.
And you're anxious about the next day. You're worried about what you did the day before.
Right.
You know, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So then you just hold that left thumb. This is a general overarching idea again. I say left is let go. They both start with L.
Mm-hmm.
And right is receive.
Okay.
So in the idea is that I always start with the left hand.
Ah, because you want to let go of the junk.
We want to let go of what we don't need, right?
Right, and then you can receive.
We're ready to receive. We've opened up, we've cleaned it out, and now we're ready to receive with the right.
Okay, and you might as well get the old out so you can put the new stuff in a clean place.
Oh my gosh, you're talking my language. See, I didn't even say that, and you came up with that magic. I'm serious. That's exactly what we're doing, Judy. Okay. It's not even a maybe. That's exactly what we're doing.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll post it so people can see that finger qualities.
Cool.
I'm on my site as well. So, yes, very good. Yeah.
It's kind of amazing.
It is amazing. And some people say, because I'll have them hold fingers or different places on their body, does this really work, Paul? And I'll say, yes, it does. It really does. And people come to an understanding and a more of a conscious awareness when you spend a little bit of time with these holds. The pulses do show up and you will understand what a balanced pulse is for yourself. And so I can teach it and say it all I want, but it's important that people do it in order to experience it. So, and of course you have the life source energy in you. That's why we're here. And it's going all the time, but if you'd like, we can balance it.
Right.
And that's really going to help you move further, faster, efficient in your life.
Right.
Why? Efficiency is great. Who doesn't like efficiency?
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. Yep. Yeah, so we're all feeling a little overloaded. If we can take some of the load off somewhere and add some efficiency somewhere, that's a fine thing.
This has been a pleasure.
Well, thank you.
I'm not cutting this off. What else?
I was going to say, is there anything else that I haven't asked you that I should ask you?
No, that's great. I will be posting at some point some self-helps for folks. And so I'll have a link to my website.
Okay.
And where people can go for some basic things. Maybe you have a fever, or maybe your child has a fever, or maybe you... Again, this is a complementary art form, so we always tell people, you know, go to the doctor, do what you got to do. But yes, there's a way for you to access your own energy and your own healing, innate ability to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are ways to help folks balance their energy, and I'm going to be posting a bunch of them.
Okay.
I hope to have a whole library set up so that people can just say, "Well, I'm feeling a stomach ache today. What would I do?" And then, boom, I could give them a handhold or a finger hold or a posture in which they can hold themselves and help that energetic disharmony let go in their body in order to promote the wellness that they seek.
Right.
So, yeah.
And you're posting that on your website or on Facebook or...
I'm hoping to do it through YouTube. I need some other technology people to come into my life. My wife is a lovely helper. She's my... Oh, my gosh. I couldn't do it without Dana. But, yes. So, I'm learning. And so, I'm hoping to post. That's one thing that's going to be coming up.
Okay.
Looking forward to posting this.
Yay. All right. More good stuff coming.
All right.
Thank you. This is cool. This is fun. This is a...
Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed this time.
Thank you so much.
I hope it was informative, and sometimes information can be overload, but I hope it was gentle, and I hope you would consider the Jenshin Jutsu as an option for you.
Up until you, I don't think I had ever heard of it.
Yeah, no, it's a lovely art form, and I've just been growing, and I just love it, and I love sharing it with folks. So
awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for the work, and thank you for being here and sharing
with
everybody. If
you
are somebody who's new to energy work and that kind of thing, but you're curious, Paul has some really great pictures on his website of him actually working on people. And, you know, he talks about holding people, and he has pictures of that. So you can get an idea of what that looks like. And you can find that at his website, which is freeflowjsj.com. And if you're in Duluth, Minnesota, and you want to work with him, he is at the Arrowhead Place building, which is on 2nd and 2nd on the west side. And to give him a call, you can reach him at 218-600-9710. And if you are not in Duluth, I have put in the show notes a link to the website where you can actually go on, put in your zip code or area code, and they will help you find practitioners in your area. So check out the show notes for that information. Also, Paul mentioned that we were going to put up a map of the hand and the palm and the attitudes and the areas of the body that they connect to. That link and some information that Paul has included with that is also found in the show notes that you can connect to. Thank you so, so very much for listening. Please do check out the website. If you're new to the podcast, check out the other episodes, all 64 of them available for your listening pleasure. Please do pass this along to anybody who you think might be interested in the topic or in health and wellness in general. Your sharing really is a huge, huge way to support the podcast. If you're also somebody who shops on Amazon, if you go to my website, first the Wellness Wren podcast site, click on the support the podcast. You can click on any one of those links, and you do not have to purchase any of the items that you see below that connect you to Amazon. But anything that you do shop for that day, anything you purchase in that trip, a little portion of that goes into our little bucket. And we sincerely appreciate you doing that. Also, if you are able, please consider becoming a patron. It's the big red button on the left of the website. $1 a month or more if you are willing and able to support the podcast to allow me to keep doing this. It's very simple. It's kind of like using PayPal or supporting NPR or PBS. The difference is I don't have an NPR or a PBS supporting me. I'm all by myself. So believe me when I say I really, really do appreciate you supporting the podcast. I really do. It means a lot. It lets me know that you are dedicated to this journey that we're on and trying to help people find their best health. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And when you are on the website looking at show notes and all that fun stuff, don't forget to put in your email address so that you can be on the list whenever we put out a new podcast. We just shoot a quick email out that says, here's what it is and links you to it. So it's super easy and convenient. And who doesn't like convenience? On that note, thank you again for listening. We'll see you next week, and until then, may you continue to find pieces that fit beautifully into your health, wellness, and well-being puzzle. Take care.